Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Now, I'll put the little bird on the nest decoration up there. And let's see, where should the toy trumpet go?
Maybe up there? No, I think a little bit to the left. That's right, up by the drummer boy. We'll keep the orchestra together.
Okay, and I'll put the angel conductor on this branch so he can lead the band.
Good idea. It's looking pretty, Miss Message. Now that the tree is pretty well decorated, have we any letters for Santa Claus?
Have we any letters for Santa Claus? What a question. Look at this.
Goodness. I guess we better get busy.
Yeah.
You have stuck a batch here for me, and you've got a batch there for you, too. This one is from Aranita Twyman, who writes, "Dear Santa, please bring me a Holly Hobby oven. Thank you. Love, Aranita Twyman."
Stephen Haney says, "Dear Santa, I've been a good little boy this year. Please bring me a tape recorder, police uniform, numbers up game, a crane, and some clothes. Please be good to all the other little boys and girls. I'll leave you some milk and cookies on the kitchen table. Thanks, Stephen Haney."
Lisa Lloyd writes, "Dear Santa, I'm 7 years old and I'm in the second grade. Would you please bring me a Dancerella doll, a ballet case, and pink tights? I also want a watch, a little professor calculator, a Holly Hobby tote bag, and the Sunshine Family. And," says Lisa Lloyd, "I will leave you some cookies and milk. Love, Lisa Lloyd. P.S. My brother wants a ski outfit."
Oops. "Dear Santa, please bring me a race car track that does a U-turn with some cars, and a checker set and a board. Thank you. Love, Larry Thiel."
All righty. While you were putting Larry's letter over there, I'll get Jay Utz's out. Jay writes, "Dear Santa, please bring me a Little League football and a Seahawk football uniform. Thank you, Jay Utz, from Mrs. Weaver, Room 3.
Well, this letter to Santa Claus is from Laura Ann Tate. And looks like Laura Ann Tate has written a little poem up here.
Okay, let's try it.
"Dear Santa Claus, I've been a good as a girl can be, so I'm quite sure, dear Santa Claus, that you'll be coming soon."
Mm-hmm.
And underneath
is
written, you know, wouldn't want to forget the little list there.
No.
"Dear Santa Claus, I want a baby wet and care and what you call baby Beth. Love, Laura Ann Tate."
Laura, that's a lovely poem. Santa will get a big kick out of that. Here's one from Timmy Tuning, who writes, "Dear Santa, my sister is writing this for me. My name is Timmy. I'm 7 years old. I've been good this year. And here's a list of things I'd like to have for Christmas. And goodness gracious, an almighty Tonka buggy, walkie-talkies, double loop, night glow set." Or is that a double loop night glow set? "Cowboy boots and games and clothes. And I will leave you a piece of cake and coffee on the table. Merry Christmas, Santa. Love, Timmy Tuning."
"Dear Santa Claus," writes Tammy Gardner, "please bring me a doll and a baby bed. My name is Tammy Nicole Gardner. My teacher's name is Mrs. Weaver. I'm in the second grade. I love you, Santa Claus. Thank you," from Tammy Gardner.
Tammy's got some nice thoughts there. Coleman writes, "Dear Santa, please bring me a little professor calculator and a Mr. Quarterback. Thank you, Coleman," who's also in Ms. Weaver's class.
This letter's from April Noel Lawrence. "Dear Santa, please bring me a pair of roller skates and a dollhouse. I'm 7 years old, and I've been really good. Thank you. Love, April Noel Lawrence."
And Jeff Ford's letter says, "Dear Santa, please bring me a Max van and a football uniform. Thank you, Jeff Ford."
And still another. This one signed simply Everett. "Dear Santa, please bring me a Nerf football, a mini bike for Christmas. Thank you. Love, Everett."
All right. Put Everett's over there. Santa will know all about it. Dear Miss Message, have you got any more letters?
Just this one from Daniel Bradley. Dear Santa, please bring me a Miami football suit and football. I've been a good boy. I hope you come Christmas Eve. Thank you, Daniel Bradley.
We've had a lot of football players in this batch, Miss Message. We could outfit a whole pro league with what these boys and girls want. Now, what about stories? Do we have time? I think we do. Me, shall I go? All right, me first, huh? This is by Beth Richards, who's in the 8th grade at Prospect Heights Middle School. And this is called Believer in the Family. Once, many years ago, there was a young man whose family didn't believe in Christmas. Though they didn't believe, he did. His name was Matt. He believed that people should believe in Christmas. He wanted to be a poet when he grew up. It was close to Christmas when his first poem was due at the publisher. He knew that if he wrote a Christmas poem, his family would be mad, but he just had to do it. So he started to work. And this seems to be what he wrote. Christmas was once nothing to me, until my mind opened and I could see. He just got two lines when his family came in. Quickly he hid the poem. Then they left, and he started to write again. Other families enjoyed it together, but mine enjoy never. He wrote two more and fell asleep. When he woke up the next morning, his father was just coming up the stairs, so once again he hid the poem. His father wondered why he stayed in his room so much. He said it was because there was nothing else to do, and later that night he finished the poem. I hope that Christmas will go on forever to keep many a family together, unlike mine. Sad note, there is one believer in that family anyway. A story by Beth Richards in the 8th grade at Prospect Heights Middle School. Speaking of poems...
Well, this one's a nice poem from Elizabeth Oliver, age 12, in the 7th grade. Christmas Day. Under the Christmas tree she sat, opened a box, and that was that. Up and down she jumped for joy, because she had gotten a wonderful toy. Christmas Day had just begun, and she was having lots of fun, with tiny dolls and lots of games, and watching tiny choo-choo trains. She went upstairs, her prayers to say, and said, "Thank you, God, for this wonderful day." A nice poem entitled Christmas Day from Elizabeth Oliver.
Yes.
In the 7th grade.
That's very nice, Elizabeth, and it does sort of set the scene for Christmas, which is getting pretty close now. Miss Message, do you know what today's date is?
Let me see. December 24th. 20...
Try it again.
December 21st.
Uh-huh.
The winter solstice.
Right you are. Although the exact moment isn't until tomorrow morning. Well, actually, it's just 21 minutes after midnight tonight. It's at 12:21 a.m. So tomorrow will be the shortest day of the year.
Well, I hope it all works out.
Yeah.
Meanwhile...
Yes, meanwhile. Let's get this mail ready for pickup. Don't forget... My gosh, what a stack of them we got here. Get that one tucked in. Okay, and that one more. All right, I've got them all done now, I think.
Right. All done for another night. Good night, Mr. Postmaster.
Good night, Miss Message. See you tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.